the new generation's music will be, it'll have a synthesis of those two elements and some third thing that'll be entire. Maybe it'll be, it might rely heavily on electronics, you know, tapes. I can kind of envision maybe one person with a lot of machines, tapes, and electronic setups, singing or speaking and using a machine.
That's your word for the day, pinball meter.
It really is. I don't know how to say it properly, though.
It depends if you're saying it in English or if you're saying it in Old Norse, because I'm pretty sure they're different.
Well, if it's English, it's just Fimbulwinter.
Yeah.
But if you say it in ancient Norse, which I don't know how to speak.
First off, you have to grow a beard, and then you wear a helmet with horns on it, and then you sound it saying in a low, gravelly voice, Fimbulwinter! I think that's
close to how it goes. Weasel with a beard.
I like the fact
that Celestia's beard!
I like the fact that Six has not said anything about this yet.
Yeah, he seems very quiet today.
Is Six even here? Does he have his microphone?
Well, he's in the call. It says he's in the call.
Oh dear, I believe we might have made our hybrid explode.
It was all those pictures we were sending him before the call started.
Too much dolphin.
Too much. Six. Oh dear, we might have to restart this call. Darn, it was such a good start, too.
Well, the quality content, damn it.
Yeah, so much quality content down the drain.
Okay. Mic issues, apparently.
We'll just blame Six for everything.
Damn it, Six.
Six is always first your fault.
First you had to go and impregnate Amaterasu and now this. Amaterasu, sorry. Keep the content on the scene.
That just means we have to keep talking without you, though.
Yeah.
It's just not the same.
Wait, hold on, I'm totally down with that. We do the entire podcast.
This is your chance to just keep firing at Six and he can't fire back. Because I think he can obviously hear us, so it's kind of like having him in a glass box,
Sixy, I heard you absolutely love the latest RTS on the market. I hear you're just all over that title.
I hear he micros like a pro. I just heard him.
I heard mumbles.
I think that was actually a scream of rage just coming across the internet. There was no microphone.
It penetrated the internet without a microphone needed. It was that loud.
Yes. It's like all the screams of Tartarus.
Hey guys, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Yay. Holy crap.
Right, I've got a different microphone. How's this for quality?
It's good enough.
How many microphones do you own?
Yeah. Two. He actually just has a whole closet full of microphones. He's like rarity in fashion, you know, he just has a...
Well, it's better than what I've got a closet full of.
Okay.
Anyway.
I don't think that's enough to break yet.
It's very good.
It's absolutely intolerable quality, but we'll accept it anyway.
It's better than your webcam.
No, come on a serious level. Come on, guys.
Yeah, you're good.
Yes,
it's better than your webcam microphone.
Better than my webcam microphone.
Yes, at least 20% better.
Fuck you guys, come on, I'm worried.
It's over 9,000, dude. You're good.
We swear you're fine.
Okay.
Can we please get to this podcast?
Yes, this is the longest intro we've ever had.
Okay. 11 minutes into the podcast.
Yeah. So, guys.
Finally begins.
Wow.
Let's do our intros and edit out the last 10 minutes.
I already did our intros.
Oh.
You're the guy who's doing science and emitting tachyon pulses all over the place.
Yeah.
You're emitting them right now, and you just don't know it.
Don't
it's like a passive
know
ability.
What's going on. This is the shittest intro.
Question 6?
Yeah.
Is your call banner recording?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Because if it wasn't, we really would have to start over.
Yeah, it's a good start. It's a good start.
Okay. I'll be good?
Yeah, we're good. So, we've all listened to the little thing called music before, right?
Nope. No, I don't know. It's new to me.
Yeah. I've heard of it, but...
You've heard of it?
Not entirely sure.
Didn't you know I always walk around with a pair of earplugs?
Didn't Scotland invent music? I'm pretty sure they did.
We invented the bagpipes.
Oh, right, sorry. You just invented the loudest and most annoying instrument ever.
Which is about the furthest thing from music you can possibly get without, you know, I don't know, defying some laws or something.
Well, there is country music.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, country
fans.
Fear
the banjo.
I have no problem with banjo. It's just when it's combined with other things like, you know, Taylor Swift and George Strait that I have a problem with it.
Who the hell is George Strait?
You're probably glad to not know the answer to that question. My sister happens to be a very big fan of country music, and I was forced to grow up listening to a large amount of it. moving right along. music. It's a bit of a big topic cover, but, you know, we'll just kind of run over some highlights. I think
this is good, this is bad, you know.
Yeah, you know, this is good. Well, country music is bad, we already know that, so...
I think country music has a fantastic composition and beat.
Right. Right.
I love the lyrics.
Be quiet, Six.
I think this is the point of where you. It's like that moment where you start to discuss something with someone, and then you realize that they know way more about the topic than you do, and you're just like, yeah, I like the chord progression. Like, yeah, they should have just gone to a C sharp minor there into that second arpeggiation instead of the B sharp.
I'm sorry.
I
know
there is no
B sharp. There is no B sharp.
Right.
I did not recognize that word. I'm sorry.
I remember once going into a conversation about music, and I had to stop about halfway through a sentence and say, "Look, I didn't realize I was going to have to revise for this conversation. This is not something I'm used to."
Yeah. You didn't realize you were actually talking to a audio engineer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. It's hard to get into music snobbery if you're not into it already.
Yeah.
You have to be born into music snobbery.
Well, I mean, it helps to go to school for five years, and yeah,
that's true.
I mean,
the worst type of person to talk about music with, because actually, one person that I have been in a relationship was actually ridiculously into the system. And when I say that, I mean, he's the sort of guy who spends 8 hours a day on his laptop composing electronic remixes of My Little Pony.
So, in other words, he's awesome.
He sounds pretty awesome. Yeah, he sounds pretty awesome, bro.
You should try having a conversation with him. Maybe you can talk about food for about 3 minutes before you get, you know, oh, music, I like eating food with my music.
But,
It wasn't Alex S, then.
He was a bit obsessed. I don't like people like that.
Well, I mean, I know a little bit.
I've let you down.
There are types
of people I don't like.
Oh, really? There were types that you do like.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Yeah. I mean, I know a very little bit about, you know, like music theory and such, because I've, you know, taken lessons for bass guitar, but I don't, you know, really know that much about
it.
I get out of my depth. Am I any good? Well,
you pluck this string, it makes a sound.
Kinda. Not. Oh, I'm a little beyond that stage, but I mean, I can actually play a song once I learn it and such.
Well, since you've shared with us that you know how to play a little bit of bass guitar, I'm going to expand the question to either of you two know how to play any instruments. Mm-hmm. Brock 6.
You beat me to the punch.
I know. Yeah. Carry on, Brooks.
I know basic drums.
See, that's
like
really
real basic.
Really basic. It's funny because I'm a bit of a pianist. Because I'm classy and middle class and classy. I'm the classiest one.
Do you know how to play more than Hot Cross Buns?
And you you swill wine while...
Give me a sheet of music, I'll probably play it.
Okay. Well, if you can read chart, then that's pretty pro.
Well, I used to, a long, long time ago, used to play violin.
Ooh, nice. Now that's classy.
You should totally make a band.
I tortured people with that.
Yes, a bass, a piano, and a violin, and a bongos.
And the drums.
We could make it work.
We'd be so eclectic.
Okay, this is the new dubstep. We're gonna make it work.
Like bass and piano, right? We're like the side. We set the scene. Whereas Niall goes crazy with his violin and backflips on the stage, and Brogan is like,
I just have to lay down some crazy slap.
Piano. Niall's like,
oh god,
what kind of piano are you playing?
Hey, what am I doing? Is what I want to know.
You're an art player.
Okay, so can I do my crazy slap bass?
Well, you're an off man.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll accept that answer. I can even wear sunglasses.
I can kind of imagine us being. I can kind of imagine this as the same kind of situation as the Cutie Mark Crusaders theme song creation.
I see. Yes. Well, you gotta like the fact that it's so obvious that Sweetie Belle's special talent is music.
Yeah, and they still can't figure it out themselves. Yep. They're clearly the dumbest young girls in history, and that is saying something.
Well,
they'll figure it out eventually, like season 8, I guess.
They have to, that has to be. I mean, it's basically,
if the show makes it to season 8, I'll be a happy.
It's basically the biggest Chekhov's gun that you've ever seen in an animated TV series, and then sometime they just have to fire that off.
Yeah, definitely.
but that's gonna happen at the death of the show, to be honest.
Maybe.
Yeah. Last episode of the show.
Interesting note, the song May the Best Pet Win and one of the other ones, like I think it's Pony Every Pony Should Know, they were both nominated for Emmys.
Seriously?
Yeah, they were both.
What?
They were nominated for Emmys in the Best Children's Music category.
That is beyond awesome.
I know, right?
Sweet.
So
did they win?
I think the May the Best Pet Win did. I'm not entirely
that is
sure.
Incredible.
I'm not 100% sure about that.
It's pretty
awesome. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. It's pretty pro. But
we are surprisingly on track for this episode.
Yeah, I know, right?
Actually, divulged from music once. That's quite interesting.
Well,
that's
we haven't talked about a movie yet. Amazing. You can talk about chord progression and
how
time signature,
general structure, and tempo. And
I like sounds.
We haven't talked about any movies yet.
No, we haven't talked. We haven't diverged to movies. Although I will say, August Rush is surprisingly good.
If we're going to talk about movies while we're talking about music, I'm just going to say here, John Murphy. I'm just going to say that name. Anybody? Okay. Anybody online with me?
I know John Williams. Does that count?
No, it doesn't count. I know Get Out. John Murphy was the composer who produced the music for 28 Days Later, Sunshine, and
the theme of 28 Days Later.
Oh, okay.
That, man. That theme is actually like the theme throughout all three of those movies. It's beautiful. If you're into classical music, check out John Murphy on YouTube.
I see.
Just do it.
I'll tell you one movie soundtrack that I absolutely loved is the entire Pirates of the Caribbean soundtrack.
Oh yeah,
for every single movie it was just.
I also gotta love the Tiesto remix of that. But I gotta say, guys, like if you're gonna talk music and movies, there's one thing that obviously has to come up, and that is the Inception horn. I mean,
that is not the Inception horn.
I'm working on it. Horn. What is wrong?
That's not the Inception horn. I'm sorry. It's not.
It's great soundtrack, man.
Everyone listening to the podcast and like,
wow, I just clicked on the
going,
first.
That
video
is
said
not
Inception
the Inception horn.
And this
was
what
you
came
mystery,
up.
Dude.
What the heck?
Well, anyway, while we're talking about Inception, the composer for the Inception music was Hans Zimmer. The album for the Inception soundtrack is available online. I'm not sure if it's
legal.
Are
we plugging movies now?
I can't really remember.
anyway,
yeah, the Inception music, there is a very particularly famous song in the Inception soundtrack. It's called Time. It plays at the end of the movie, it's the theme of the movie, and that too is amazing. Like,
oh, okay.
I would cream myself into hands.
Security
yes.
at the risk of sounding like like an overzealous dickhead about classical music, I'm going to say one of my favourite uses of music ever in a movie is 1812 Overture in V for Vendetta.
Oh, there it is.
I'm sorry to... Oh, there we go.
Now you're playing the Inception one.
Hey, it has to be played at least
in
once.
In terrible quality Arcanine.
Don't blame me, blame YouTube.
No, oh, I'm not blaming
Lord. Why do we even try to have a soundboard?
Okay.
Because it means I can do this.
And everyone in the podcast jizzes simultaneously.
Yes. Well, since we're on the subject of movie music, I think it needs to be brought up. Live music. That's Ooh. Kind of a big part of music culture. It really is, because like, you're not really big as a band until you're, you know, going on live tours, right?
So, huh? Well, unless you're Gucci, they're terrible. They've never gone on a live tour.
Yes, they have.
Wrong. Oh, well, there you go.
Of course.
They go on live tours all the time.
Shows what I know.
Of course, you're also not a washed-up band that have completely sold out until you're doing tours about 20 years after your last album came out.
Well, and you're doing tours
still
with,
playing the same song.
You're doing tours with Kid Rock. That's when you're...
yeah.
When you're doing tours with Kid Rock, yeah.
You've lost all self-respect.
You're now opening for Nickelback, so good luck to your job, guys. But, have you... What was the first concert that you guys went to? Ever. Do you remember?
Go now.
I do. I go first.
Okay, oh, you go first.
My first one was to Blink-182.
Hmm?
It was awesome.
Were you...
Isn't that like a teen rock, like 10 years ago?
No,
Instead of Going Under, wasn't it? Go on.
No, that's
Sum 41. Instead of Going Under.
That's Sum 41.
Oh, fuck's sake. All these bands are like words and numbers. Like Isaac 56 and
it's kind of a
Sum 41
for
and Blink 182.
Yeah.
It's like people just take a fucking dictionary and a calculator and just throw them at the pizza.
Finger 11, you know, all that. Yeah. Well, I think that's the one thing I heard someone say about techno music once is, you know, if you ever fail to come up with a name for a techno song, just flip open a dictionary and point to the first word you see. And that's
yeah,
the
but
name
if you
of your
pick
song.
Finger 11, like, you try searching that into Google, you get FBI.
Yeah.
oh, dear.
Ew. Hit that button, please.
Well, I think I've been to a few concerts, but the first one I think that I actually paid to go see was this very obscure artist that you'll never have heard of. He's a hip hop artist called
Arcanine.
Called Listener, and it was in this little tiny coffee shop, and it was really different because like it's literally, you know, a 40 seat venue, and the artist is about performing about 10 feet in front of where you're sitting, so it was actually pretty awesome.
Here you are, guys. Right, I just want to point this out. Our host, the Arcanine, went to his first concert to see a band we'll never have heard of in a coffee shop.
That's right.
Yep. Hipster
not
as fuck.
A hipster.
Not at all. Well, the concert I went to after
time...
that was Muse. So I mean,
next time you
I
get
you.
next time you get a portrait done of yourself, Reno, you've just got to get one with like frameless lenses with glasses and a
lenses glasses
collar.
Are too mainstream. People think about them. So I want a type of glasses that no one has ever heard of, like I'm three monocles at once. I'm gonna wear three monocles.
you were doing it before. It was cool, right?
I had a conversation with someone once, and he sent me a picture that said shit's so classy I got to wear two monocles. I stopped and thought for a while, like, you know, if you wear two of them, is it still a monocle? Because mon is one and. And that's when it clicked for me.
It's a stereo.
When you're wearing two monocles, it's bionicle. That's how they came up with bionicle. Someone wore two monocles at once.
Okay. Nice.
So,
yeah.
Tell me now, did you ever go to a concert with anyone?
No. I have never been to a concert. I planned to go to one in 2005. I planned to go to a 30 Seconds to Mars concert, and it just never went through. Never actually got through to the actual stage of going to it.
That's unfortunate.
So you plan to go to a concert, but you haven't actually gone to a concert?
No.
Okay, well, we'll have to fix this.
It will be fixed.
Yeah, we'll
I guarantee it.
We'll be going to the concerts at PAX, for sure.
Sweet.
Yeah.
You see, I'm going to say this right now. I've seen live music. It's not beyond me, but live grandstand concert, big ass, you know, open air stadium, that sort of thing.
Mosh pit.
It all comes across to me as a bit pretentious. And the artists are never as good as they sound on the radio or on the iTunes.
Unless they're Muse.
Yeah.
I know, like, a couple of years back, Guitar Hero was out, everyone was, like, jizzing over Dragon Force. And I heard so many complaints that they just weren't any good live.
It really depends on the band. Like, I've seen a lot of bands live. Some are good live, some are not. It just kind of shows you how much post-production goes into some artists. Like, LMFAO, for example. I've had the misfortune of seeing them live.
How good are they?
They're not very...
No, not.
This does not surprise me. This does not surprise me at all.
Yeah. Although
hey,
I will
look at
give
this
them.
Body.
Yeah.
Hey girl, look at this body.
You gotta give them respect for having a whole line of dancers in Speedos.
God.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, I work at a venue which involves me working various concerts, and some of them are concerts I don't particularly enjoy. But then on the other hand, I also get to see stuff I like Tiësto and. Armin van Buuren and Deadmau5, so yeah.
Well, we know what type of music you like. Tiësto, Armin van Buuren, and Deadmau5.
Yes, and Skrillex is coming back this year, so yes, I am very happy about that.
You liked Skrillex? Oh dear.
Yes, I do, son.
He's got
He forced me to listen to it.
He's got one decent song.
Which is?
Bangarang.
He
rode to the
kill
top
everybody.
On that song.
Kill Everybody is his best song.
He rode on Bangarang, and then...
Bangarang, Rock and Roll, Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites, Summit.
And Kill Everyone. Come on.
They all sucked.
How do they all suck? Rock and Roll was epic.
Anyway.
Come on, guys. Is there no love for Kill Everyone? Kill Everybody.
It's a good song. It's a good song. I'm just not sure I agree with the content.
I just love the voice sample.
I'm sure Six agrees with the content in that song. although to be fair, I've heard a lot of good things about live concerts as well. I mean, I remember one friend was telling me about a concert he went to. I can't remember. It was some shitty ska punk band. and apparently the... No, shit, no it wasn't. It was... what was Sid Vicious's band called?
Sid Vicious?
Whatever.
Vicious Sid.
Anyway, yeah, Vicious Sid. Anyway, apparently one of his live concerts, he basically played for almost a full hour and then just shouted out, "Sorry about that, forgot the words."
wow. The thing with live show is it's a different experience, right? Because you're not just listening to the music, the artist is performing as well, right? So it's a very different experience, and you're with a whole huge group of people that are also enjoying and appreciating the music. And it's just more of a complete package than, you know, when you listen to music, you're usually doing other things as well, right? It's just kind of more of a background. and I don't know, when you're at a concert, it's...
Well, I mean, have you ever seen Rammstein perform?
Oh, I was just about to bring it up, you bastard.
That's an experience to behold. It really is.
I have seen Rob Zombie with Alice Cooper, though. And that is
Rammstein...
an experience, to be sure. There's no blood cannons, but...
Well, in Rammstein, I can't remember the exact song. I think it might be... I can't remember the names of their songs, to be honest. Anyway, there's one song they perform live. During the live performance, one of the band members gets up on the stage and bares his arse, and the other one pretends to fuck him with a dildo.
Wow.
And then pisses all over the crowd.
It's interesting to watch, for sure.
That sounds disgusting.
It's true. I've actually got a metalhead friend who's really into Rammstein and Nazis and Nazi uniforms. He went to see Rammstein, and I think his name is Till Lindemann, is the singer for Rammstein, and he just set himself on fire.
Yep.
As that's one kind of does.
Because,
well, I'm okay with that.
That's the kind of shit Rammstein does.
I am okay with that. But yeah, I've talked to some people that have worked at Gwar concerts, and apparently that's one of their things is to have like these fake blood cannons, and everyone hates working stage front because you have to wear a rain slicker while working the stage front of a Gwar concert. Because you will get drenched with fake blood.
I've never even heard
blood.
Of those.
Gwar, they're like this Scandinavian...
I know what Gwar means.
Oh, you know what Gwar means? Well, what does it mean? Please tell me.
In some language, I don't know which one, it means bat droppings.
Oh, well.
that's guano.
That's appropriate.
Oh, fuck, yeah, it's guano.
Oh, okay.
God damn it.
Gwar is like this
you
Scandinavian
learned that from
metal band.
I did, yes.
That, like, wears monster masks. And, yeah, that's about it.
So they're a failed Slipknot, essentially.
kind of.
A Slipknot that no one has heard of.
They have their own little cult following, but...
Did Slipknot ever win anything?
Slipknot... I don't know, I like Slipknot. Anyone else
no,
like Slipknot in this
no.
cult?
No.
I also liked the...
Stop listening to music that I don't like.
Well, I'm with you on this one, Six. I'm the oddball, and I'm not a fan of
I know for a fact that a lot of you don't like screamo music, and I'm quite a fan of screamo music just because I think it adds a tone of I think it adds a bit more emotion to a song than most shit.
I just find it hard to consider that. I just find it hard to consider that musical when it's just screaming at the top of your lungs.
Well, the thing is, you've got to listen to the bits between the screamo, where
right.
where the melodic part comes in. That's the part you've got to listen to for the musical content.
What is the screaming actually adding, though? The...
Emotion.
Okay.
It's like an actor crying in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's a show of emotion.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that sound was supposed to know.
It's
to be honest.
Look, while we're talking about the first concert that you went to and all of this shit, I think live music is a little bit, you know, it's live music. It's great. You pay to get in, but you only hear it once, and that's why I prefer albums, because you get to hear the perfect version. You pay for it or you don't, but you get to hear the perfect version, and you get to hear it as many times as you like.
Or if you're a regular law-abiding citizen. if you're a regular law-abiding citizen, you buy it with money.
Do
not download anything.
If you're a regular
free.
Law-abiding citizen, you still don't.
Well,
it's the law to not buy music legally.
As the Arcanine of this podcast, I try to buy the music I like legally. Just because I'd like to support the bands.
Support the bands.
What has that got to do with being an Arcanine?
Absolutely nothing.
You can't learn.
Hey, I'm Reno, your friendly neighborhood Arcanine.
I kind of like to do that with smaller bands. With the bigger, more commercial bands, I tend to not care as much. But with the smaller, up-and-coming bands, I tend to do it more.
Well, the thing is, the funny thing about that is, like, smaller bands will usually be the ones to say, yeah, go ahead, download it illegally, because they don't care. They just want publicity. They want to get big. Where it's the bigger names...
All the more reason to give them money.
Yeah, but it's the bigger names that are really concerned about piracy, because, you know, that's taking money out of their pocket. And, I mean, the thing is...
All the more reason to give them money.
Yeah. The thing is about music artists is there's this kind of misconception that all of them are, you know, insanely rich, but most of them aren't. It's only the really big ones, like the Lady Gagas and the 50 Cents and the Jay-Z's, right?
In fact, I'm pretty sure most of you have heard of Take That. As far as I know, the main singer of Take That...
I think he's declared
bankrupt with $4.4 million worth of debt.
Well, there you go. Example.
Well,
with the $10 million or $25 million, I forget which, that he made through, you know, sales.
Well, I mean,
he set up a business which has since flopped, and now he's $4.4 million in debt.
Well, it's his own bloody fault then. It's nothing to do with how much money he as a person made. It's him having retarded business ideas.
How dare he try to make more money?
Exactly. Well, that's always my kind of thought. I've never understood
how
Michael Jackson managed to get so damn poor.
That's why they got back together. I get it.
Well, that's why Rolling Stones is still on tour.
Because they're running out of money.
I saw a couple years ago, I think now, they performed live at the Super Bowl halftime show. And I gotta say, like, how long is it gonna be? Like, is Mick Jagger gonna just perform until he just dies on stage? Like, he already looks like, you know, he's halfway there or more than. So seriously, what's it gonna take to get them to stop?
The day after they swap him with Nelson Mandela and nobody notices.
That would be pretty awesome, because I think Nelson Mandela would be a better singer.
To be honest, I thought that the day Maroon 5 made a crappy song about moving like, and I thought
that
would make
me
quit, but
oh, that song was so overplayed.
Yeah.
I gotta say, like, how bad is pop radio, like top 40 pop radio over there? Because over here,
how
just
bad is radio?
Well,
I've never had a good radio station in my entire life.
Here,
BBC Radio 2.
BBC Radio 1.
No, Radio 2.
Actually, I take that back. I have heard two good radio channels. I forget the name of one of them. The other good radio channel is WCTR from GTA San Andreas.
Get out.
The only radio channel I've ever heard that was good
channel
was on a game.
Doesn't GTA like take your own music library as well? Or was that
no, that'll be the in San Andreas.
Maybe in the newest.
There
one.
Were different radio channels that played different genres of music.
Yeah.
Until you got to WCTR,
okay.
In which there were just a bunch of annotators.
Radio.
Well, not annotators, commentators, basically taking the piss out of your gameplay.
I see.
They also tended to take the piss out of real world kind of stereotypes. Like there was a show about a gay guy, and there was a show with a capitalist, and there was a show with all these different kind of stereotypes, like Republican versus Democrat or whatever.
Right. Well, that's just the rock star humor showing through there. They've always been kind of awesome that way, isn't there? Didn't they have like the TV shows too that were, you know, basically
that was in
parodying,
GTA 4, I think.
Parodying
Rockstar
real
GTA 4,
TV
I
shows. Huh?
Yeah. I think in Grand Theft Auto 4 they had TV shows. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, over here, as
so
far as
you're watching a TV on a TV.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. As far as radio stations here go, we have like three top 40 stations actually. One gives a little bit more variety than the other two, but not much. We have a classic rock station, because you know everyone likes to hear, you know, Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd and Rolling Stones and Kiss.
Okay, I hate Pink
so
Floyd.
So basically, the classic
beyond
rock
belief
station is a station for stoners.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pink Floyd's music all bores the hole off of me.
Yeah,
I cannot
same
believe
here.
People listen to that.
Although I did see, I worked a live show of what's his face, Roger Waters, and even though I had no interest in the music whatsoever, the video content was most impressive. I mean, there was it looked like a liberal arts student on acid composing these videos while on a tropical island somewhere. Because I don't know how else you would get these images of like a naked woman screaming so loud that her face rips in half, turns into a rose, which reveals
what?
Itself into a city bombed by airplanes. With
that
more
like
naked women
really
dancing
bad
on the
trip.
On the ceiling, on the roof of the buildings.
That
yeah,
sounds
that
a
total
like a really bad trip.
Yes.
That's a failed
you
science
could,
experiment.
You could, Six. You could. More radio stations out here. Oh, yeah, we have one radio station whose whole motto is playing what they want, and pretty much all they do is take requests. So
yeah, that sounds awesome.
So it's a college music station.
No, they don't.
How many times has MLP music been played on that?
They
show,
don't. They don't play what they want. Is the whole point?
Aww.
They just take requests.
Uh-huh. Actually, I did actually stumble across a radio station while cooking one evening. I think I was alone in the house, and it was Gaydar.
Gaydar.
Right.
Okay.
Gaydar radio, and I turned it on, and it was all this trance stuff. And I'm like, wow, this isn't stereotypical at all, but I still like it. So I just turned it up and played it all night while cooking. It was amazing.
Right.
Best night.
What were you cooking?
Stir fry.
Ah, nice.
You know, I'm quite ashamed to admit.
I have great cooking skills. I can cook stir fry.
I can cook a curry. I can cook a curry and nothing else.
I can open a sauce and put chicken in it.
Let's see. I'm actually quite ashamed to admit that I don't have Gay Bar by Electric Six on my iPod. I really should.
Wait. Electric Six. You know that's he's a fire type, right?
He's a ground type. He's a ground type.
dear.
Yeah.
But still, Niall, to be fair. Yeah. Gay bar.
Wow. So meta.
I love the image of the gerbil going through the tube is just really. I don't want to say anymore. Anyway,
is this kind of like a Tool music video?
Not really
at all. There is basically centers around. Centers around several semi-naked men dressed up as Lincoln.
I see.
doing various exercises.
Right.
And then whenever it gets into the riff, it just focuses on a gerbil going through a tube. Anyway.
Wow.
Out of interest, does anyone watch any music channels?
No.
On the TV?
No,
and if anyone says MTV, I'm going to kick them in the face.
Oh, I watch MTV.
When I was like 16, I watched Kerrang.
Is there anything other than MTV?
Viva?
There's Kerrang. There's one over here on Sky called Scuzz, right? And it's advertised, like, all the advertisements in between are all like, Scuzz, the home of metal! but the greatest thing about it is, like, it will come on with this advert for Scuzz, the king of metal! And then the very next song it plays will be some whiny emo band talking about how their mother never loved them. It's rather depressing.
Well, you know emo is the new metal, right? That's how you be all hardcore and stuff, is to grow your hair over your eyes and paint your nails and lips black.
That's... Cut your wrists the wrong way.
Yeah, cut your wrists the wrong way and all that. Yeah. Yeah. Well, since we already kind of covered it a little bit, I think now would be a good time to go into game music. Not gay music, not to be confused with that. two very distinct things. I don't know, is there really a defined...
The one does not necessarily preclude the other.
Yeah, is there really a defined definition for gay music? Like,
yes.
do you just wear multicolored outfits?
No, there is.
Well,
there is a definition of gay music.
Yeah,
okay.
There's It's Okay to Be Gay by Tomboy.
No.
That's most certainly gay music.
It's Justin Bieber. So you're saying all those 12-year-old girls are gay?
Yes.
There's What in My Butt.
Oh, wow.
That's,
In the butt, you say what? In the butt.
Okay. That is, yes.
I want to take you to a gay bar. What? In the butt?
Is that a remix?
Yeah. I think it's now official, guys.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah.
And here we thought we might get through a podcast about it.
Never!
Okay, so game music.
Yeah.
Game music?
I find it interesting that game music has kind of... Well, I mean, obviously it's changed, but I mean, like... Aside from the obvious fact that it's changed from, like, 8-bit to 16-bit to now we have full stereo sound, one thing I really noticed is that game music is less iconic, I think, now. Like, you take a modern game, like, I don't know, Call of Duty or...
I really have to disagree.
No, just like Call of Duty or God of War or something like that. They have good music. Like, I'm sure there was...
Does Call of Duty have music?
Probably. I don't know. I don't play that series. Halo or... you know, something like that.
Halo has awesome music.
Halo
that's
has
what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's bad music, but it's like...
No, that is iconic. Halo music is iconic music.
I'm pretty sure anyone who's ever played Halo will be able to hum that exact theme.
Okay, maybe
no,
not.
No, but I think I do get what he's trying to say. Yeah. It's like, you know, I don't want to say back in the day, that's such a terrible phrase, but we all know what...
Legend of Zelda.
We still all know, 15 years on, what the theme tune is for walking from Pallet Town to Viridian City.
Yeah, or, you know, like the Legend of Zelda theme, which is... Or the Metroid music, or, you know, Mario music.
Is that because... But is that because that music is more iconic, or is that because of nostalgia?
It could be
that people, the kids born in this day and age will grow up to know exactly what the sound of shooting someone in the face with an M16 from Call of Duty 4 sounds like.
Man, that's really, really... I don't want to think about that. That's like that's like a wreck to my childhood. I guess what I want to say is that when the Game Boy was out and Pokemon Red and Blue were out, everyone had a Game Boy and Pokemon Red and Blue, whereas it's not so true.
Well,
you know that
definitely...
everyone has a PS3 or an Xbox 360. Yeah.
There's definitely more of it out there now, but I think the other thing is, too, that you look at those themes that were, you know, composed back in the 80s, and they kept those themes throughout the entire series. Like, Legend of Zelda music, it got updates as it went through the series, but it kept those same core themes, you know? Yeah, that you recognize, right? And I don't really see that as much in modern games. Like, you know, take Mass Effect, for example. I'm sure it has great music. And it's thousands and thousands of dollars went into the producing of that music, but you know, 10-15 years ago from now, will you really think back and like, man, Mass Effect music, I remember that, you know?
Yeah, that's the most bizarre thing though, to be honest. Like, I've actually got an album, it's called The Greatest Video Game Music, mm-hmm. and although I take offense to the title, it's actually performed by the London Philharmonic Orchestra.
Right.
I've got music from Mass Effect, Suicide Mission it's called. I've got the Metal Gear Solid theme, I've got Mass Effect, I've got Bioshock, I've got Halo, Fallout, World of Warcraft even on here, and Legend of Zelda 2. And I just think, wow, you know, all these songs are absolutely fantastic. You could listen to these songs and be proud of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
As, you know, as music, you know, that really could inspire people to do things, but I'm still always going to remember the sound of Reset from Okami. I'm always going to remember the tune from Pallet Town Viridian City, and I'm always going to remember Mirror's Edge. I'm always going to listen to Still Alive from Mirror's Edge.
Isn't Okami
Hold on,
Okami a fairly new game?
Okami is like 6 years old? 7 years old?
It is fairly new. I would say it's hard to call the Okami music iconic just because there's only really been one game, but at the same time it's kind of memorable in its own right, just because it's such an epic game, but at the same time, it's still not that level of, there's been, you know, six games that have been using these themes and remixing them the whole time, right?
That's true.
I think if you go through a lot of these themes that are so memorable and so iconic, I think you'll probably find the same effect as in the four chords thing.
Kind of. It's...
You know, with how like all of these different songs, they all have this same chord progression, the same four things in the chord progression.
Not quite, because no.
Advanced music.
Legend of Zelda music, for example, is completely different from Metroid music, and same with, you know, and Mario music is completely different. Like, they used, since they were, you know, had the processing power of a calculator, they used like the same basic sounds, but the whole organization of them was very different, but they're distinct in their own right. But they just, over the course of their internal series, like Sonic the Hedgehog too, it's another great example. They just, you know, they keep using those similar themes that you recognize, that just, you can just pick that out and like say, that's Sonic music and that's Zelda.
Well,
music,
I know,
right?
For a fact that I'll remember Mortal Kombat's music for my entire life.
Why?
Because it's the greatest fighter of all time and will never be forgotten.
But will you remember StarCraft 2 music for the rest of your life?
Comparison.
Yes, I will.
I probably won't, but yeah. Mostly because I want to forget about how much I suck at StarCraft 2.
Oh, you know what I'm going to love?
What's that?
No, what can I beat Nala? I'm going to love that. Whatever it is.
Brawl, maybe?
Yeah, Brawl. I love the Brawl music. It's great. I can beat Nala.
Well, Brawl music is mostly just music from other games, so...
Yeah, pretty much.
It's remixed. Yeah. It's got its own theme and things.
You could probably beat me at Brawl, but then I would just choose Ike and spam the overpowered juggle move that he has and just win face.
Ike is a character that you very much touched.
I could beat you with my face in the couch.
The thing about Ike in Brawl is that he's not just like an instant win character, like picking Sentinel in MVC3. It's more, he's definitely a character that you have to, like, even though he does have a couple of moves that can be spammed, it's not, if you're facing someone who's decent, then they can get around that. Like, you really have to get his timing down, I think.
He doesn't really have an upward saving move.
Yeah,
he's got a weak jump, and
the
he
issue
really
I find
have
with
a strong
Ike,
upward saving move.
Well, the issue I find with Ike is that he's got the attack power of an extremely slow, tanky champion, but is also insanely fast.
No, that's so, not.
Which annoys me.
He's not necessarily so much insanely fast as he has a lot of good closing the distance moves, which a lot of the slow characters don't. Like Ganondorf,
like
for example.
Sword sweep, for example.
Yeah, his sword sweep and his charge.
Well, I mean, the only way I've ever really managed to beat him is by being Lucario and spamming the teleport move.
You're bad at Brawl.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah, a friend of mine and I always have these epic Ike versus Marth battles. And it's funny, just because Marth is so underpowered in this game compared to how he was in Brawl, in Melee. It's kind of sad because, yeah, you with Marth you really have to play smart just to beat anybody. Like, you have to play insanely smart because he just has no finishing moves, really.
His sword is fast, but it just doesn't do any damage.
Yeah, didn't they nerf
Samus's missiles horribly?
They nerfed everything about Samus horribly.
Yeah, but then they made Zero Suit Samus, who I can get all of your asses with all the time.
Zero Suit Samus is just a more underpowered version of Samus.
Yeah, and I can kick your ass with her.
Uh huh. We'll see about that. I'll just pick Pikachu or Ike or Toon Link.
I will kick your Pikachu butt with high heels. so far up your animal system.
I actually
you won't even be able to produce electricity.
Right. I actually recently replayed Metroid Zero Mission, and I was kind of confused because I don't really remember this part playing it the first time, but there's areas that you can't really get to that seem to be setting up for Super Metroid, which is kind of interesting to me. It's like, from the looks of things, because, you know, Metroid progresses, like, you can't get into this area until you have a specific item, right? Yeah. But there's one of the items you don't get until you're on the Space Pirate Mothership, and at that point you can't get back down to the main planet, as far as I know. And there's areas on that planet where you have to use that item that you get on the Mothership. So I'm assuming it's like setting up for Super Metroid, which is kind of weird. It's so meta. It's like we're gonna put in these little cues for this game that came out 10 years ago, but since we're remaking the original, we're gonna put in, you know, some of the setup for that game. I just thought that was kind of awesome.
So are you saying it's basically a whole bunch of Easter eggs?
Kind of, yeah. It's like, here's something you could access if we ever remake Super Metroid, you know. I love Metroid and Metroid music.
You like Metroid and Metroid.
Broggles, you remember when we went to PAX last year and we saw Metroid Metal, that band?
Yep.
Yeah. That's.
I don't actually know any of the music from Metroid, but that band was awesome.
Yes.
I don't even know the music, and I liked them.
I just love the fact that can exist. It's like a band that's entirely dedicated to doing live music based on one game. That's their whole thing.
And it needs to be a Pokemon music.
But then again, the Metal Gear series has that sort of potential. I would honestly say that right now.
But Metal Gear music is a bit more orchestral, though, isn't it?
Oh, certainly, yeah. Like, you definitely need a whole bunch of instruments in there. For example, the Metal Gear Solid Sons of Liberty theme song. That was actually played by the London Philharmonic Orchestra, and the London Philharmonic Orchestra has about 50 people, I think.
Okay.
Something like that. It's insane.
Well, I think VGO, Video Game Orchestra, did a little bit of Metal Gear music as well. I know they do pretty much anything and everything. So, and I'm pretty sure they did cover Metal Gear in their live show. But there, one of the things that impressed me the most was when they did this the themes to the Mario Underground area, like the Mario 1 Underground. Yeah, they did this whole like drum and bass and guitar segment. It was so awesome. It was like a guitar bass battle on stage.
So, does anyone have like a specific game or game series that they will always remember the music from?
Legend of Zelda, Metroid,
Metal Gear Solid 3,
Pokemon,
yeah,
Mirror's Edge, and Okami.
I can't believe Mirror's Edge. Maggot. Anyway,
dude, have you ever heard of Solar Fields?
No.
Yeah, they're and the I'm band who made
for,
the music.
And I'm a better person for it.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
How about Lisa
Mistrovsky?
Yep, Sonic music. Yep.
Lisa Mistrovsky, is song still alive?
I think one thing that I'm going to have to force all of you to listen to, if you haven't already, is the music for Silent Hill, which is all made by basically the same person, Akira Yamaoka.
Right.
And he is literally the greatest person that I have ever heard pluck a guitar string. His stuff is all just so epic.
Yeah, but it's not Mirror's Edge.
Yes, but it's better than Mirror's Edge, so.
Something.
What are you gonna do? You know I would, but it is better than Mirror's Edge.
I think we're past the point where that is actually an insult.
Well, as long as he doesn't break out You Play RTS games anymore.
And, oh yeah, You Play RTS games.
Oh dear.
What was that meant to be?
Sorry, it's stupid YouTube advertisements. I really hate how they start putting advertisements in front of random videos. So it's like, oh, here, you can watch this video that there's no way it needs an advertisement in front of it because it's the most obscure thing ever. But here you go, here's an advertisement.
It's a 30-second advertisement we're going to force you to watch. If you change the page, you're going to have to watch it again.
Why do I never see these adverts on any YouTube video ever?
Here we go. Here's my experience with Silent Hill music so far. Who could tell me what that is?
That's the dog scene, isn't it?
Yes, the dog ending.
From Silent Hill 2.
The dog ending.
Yeah, basically Silent Hill 2 has multiple endings. I remember
seeing the water ending, I think.
Yeah, most of the endings are very soulful and about people and about James finally either reviving his wife or dying with his wife or some shit. But then there's the dog ending, which you have to have completed the game once before to get. And what you do is, I can't remember the exact progression of things you have to do, but basically you'll find a key and you take it to a dog house, and it triggers an ending where James walks into the dog house, and there's a gigantic control room inside. It's kind of Doctor Who TARDIS kind of thing, where it's bigger on the inside.
Yeah. it's just got the entire Silent Hill thing.
Yeah, well, it's got the entirety of Silent Hill on, like, video cameras, and they're a bunch of buttons and stuff, and the dog's pressing them.
Yeah,
and then the dog, and this dog is a Welsh Corgi or something.
I think it's a Shiba Inu.
Yeah, something
really?
Like that. It just turns to James and looks at him, and James just goes, "So you've been doing all this?"
Yeah,
and that's how it ends. It makes no sense.
it's funny. It's funnier in the Japanese version because, like, I don't know, you know, it's just subtitles.
Because you're a weeaboo.
It was you all along.
it's pretty terrible stuff.
That's not the sound of the dog operating the machines.
Yes.
So
there you go. And then he just collapses on his hands and knees, and it's just the dog just comes up to him and just kind of like, "Yeah, you mad, bro?" I gotta say, it's the best game ending ever, probably.
No. No.
Yes.
Quite possibly.
Well, it's better than the ending of Final Fantasy Tactics, where, you know, the knight who's been trying to save the princess this entire time brings her to a courtyard and stabs her in the heart for no apparent reason. And then the actual protagonist and his sister just ride off into the sunset.
That thing with the knight stabbing the princess sounds disturbingly like a thing I wrote for my third year English exam.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell you what, though, I did like the ending to SSX Tricky.
Because of the music?
No. But you got to ride down an unmarked virgin snow track on the side of a mountain with, you know, no actual track on it. And just go all the way down. And then at the end, this gigantic cliff which you fall off.
Did you ever play a game called Surf Planet?
No, but I played Cool Borders 2.
Okay. It's basically like this arcade game where all you have is literally, you have one button, a joystick. And, which isn't really a button, but anyways.
One button, a joystick!
And, you just surf down this, or snowboard down this mountain, and your whole goal is to collect these massive floating barrels of wax to get more speed and make it down before the time runs out.
What?
And this is the most awesome thing ever. It's like the corniest snowboarding game that could possibly exist.
Did it have cool music?
Not really.
Oh,
it had like generic speed metal music.
Oh, you know what had cool music?
What?
Portal 2.
Portal 2?
I have to say, the Valve Studio Orchestra really do know their stuff.
I'd call Jonathan anything done by Jonathan Coulton.
I agree.
Yes. The song at the end of Portal 2 was, I think, even funnier than the song at the end of Portal 1.
Yeah, by far.
The
it sounded
song.
Better as well. I think Still Alive was funny, but What You Gone actually sounded good.
Yes.
Still Alive was funny because it was so unexpected. It just completely...
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Because at the time, it was completely new.
Just keep trying till you run out of cake.
And the science gets done, and you make a neat gun.
As on the... For the people who are still alive. Yes.
Come
let's
on,
let's
join
not
in.
Sing it. Let's... No, no,
yes.
No. Let's not descend into
yes.
a cappella.
Yes, let's not.
Let's not just.
But yeah, I
think that's something. That's something we've got to do when we're all together. We've got to do an a cappella rendition of something.
Yes. Give me a barbershop quartet.
Yes. Oh God.
Does that mean we have to dress up in the suits and the hats?
The red and white stripes.
Yeah, that will be our Christmas present to you all, listeners. We'll record a video of
this. Don't promise them that.
Don't do this.
Don't promise them that.
Oh dear. Video of a teddy bear eating Nile.
And then it's gonna burst into a rose with a naked woman dancing inside it, which will turn into a city being bombed by B-52s.
No, it's gonna be me covering. It's gonna be the teddy bear covering my hand while I smother it into his mouth while he's sleeping for the promising
death. Oh, I see. Great. Yeah. So you're saying you're into breath play then? Oh dear.
Nice.
Maybe a bit of AEA on the side.
Right. Moving right along.
Someone please confiscate that soundboard.
Do any of you remember what the first album you bought? Oh wait, before we continue on to that, we gotta plug OC Remix, guys. We just have to.
You gotta plug OC Remix, do we?
Yes, we do. Because, I mean, like, how awesome is it to have an entire community of actually good music composers completely dedicated to remixing the game music that we know and love?
I have to say, I've never played Armored Core, but Reno here did link me to the OC Remix album for Armored Core.
Armored Core, which is known as The Answer. Yes.
And I have to say, guys, it's a fantastically chirpy chiptune. Well, not really chiptune, but
not chiptune, but... Yeah, it's
beautiful.
It's very upbeat, very peppy. I'm not really sure. I guess it's kind of
until you get to the last song, which is like the most depressing.
it's only the most depressing because the album is over.
OC Remix.
Deep sea fish loves you forever.
Sorry, what were you gonna say, Brockles?
I was gonna say I'll just point everyone back to episode 1 of the podcast to the ending song.
Yes, that was Armored Core.
What was the ending song?
That was the first song of that album, the Armored Core for Answer. The Answer album.
Morning Thinker.
Remix.
Yeah,
Morning
Thinker. I've just got to point out that Armored Core is probably one of the greatest game series of all time.
It is. It's a game series.
I've got to admit, I love mecha games. Yeah. Mecha games are just
great.
Have you played Zone of the Enders?
Yep.
No.
Right.
Did you play Chrome Hounds?
It's a game where you can be a giant robot and beat the crap out of other giant robots, and you also get to customize your own giant robot to your liking. Did any of you play an old arcade game called Virtua On?
Nope.
Okay. No. It's this extremely Japanese mech fighter where it doesn't have the customization since it's an arcade game, but it's like you pick a stock robot and you fly around a battlefield. It's kind of the precursor to Armored Core because I think it came out first. But it's the same idea. You fly around this, battlefield and try and beat the crap out of your opponent.
Well, I have to say this. Otacon is a character from Metal Gear Solid 1 as well as
right.
Metal Gear Solid
yeah.
2.
Uh-huh.
And the rest of them, he's a legendary soldier. Solid Snake's basically best buddy. Oh my god, that's hard to say. And Otacon is the man who is responsible for building Metal Gear Rex, which is basically a walking bipedal tank with the power to fire nuclear weapons from a railgun.
Right, because that works.
Yes, it
Who
does,
doesn't
apparently.
Know this entire thing?
Right, and Otacon did this because all he ever wanted to do was build giant robots from the animes that he watched as a kid. So fuck you, Niall, you brought nuclear war to the world.
Wait, what?
You're saying
he's Otacon?
Oh yeah.
All this time.
I see.
We never knew.
Give it 2020 and
so,
he'll be
so
pissing in the closet with Solid Snake.
So basically what you're saying is that Otacon watched a lot of Code Geass.
Code Geass and Neon Genesis Evangelion and Gundam.
Yeah, Gundam especially.
Bad.
Alright, moving along. Do you guys remember what the first album you bought was? We might make this our question of the week, actually. Anybody?
Okay, I'll go first.
First album I ever bought
He'll
was...
Go first.
Yes, I shall. It was... what's it called? I can't... Hold on. Actually, you can go first. I'm gonna look it up. What? Leave me alone.
Alright. The first album I ever bought was The Jump Off, produced by Westwood. And alright, I'll admit this, the only reason I really bought it was because there was one song on the album that I really liked. It was called Get Low, and it's by Lil Jon.
Oh yes,
and it
Get
was
low.
Featured
Get
on
low.
Need for Speed Underground, if
Get
you remember.
Yeah.
Yes,
no.
That's the one. To the window, to the wall.
Right.
And
yeah.
It's a really famous song, and I liked it because that's basically why I bought the album.
I see. Well, the first album I bought that you guys might have heard would be a POD album, the one that has Satellite on it. I think it's actually just called POD Satellite.
Nope.
you seriously never heard of POD?
Nope. Does it stand for anything?
Wow.
Does POD stand for anything?
Payable on Death. Nope. They're this rock band that was I guess they're not really as big now. They were in the 90s kind of. But yeah, you've probably heard their music before, but that was the first album I bought that you guys would actually maybe have heard of, but maybe it didn't make it across the pond. I don't know.
Yeah, the 90s in England was filled with stuff like Steps.
Like what?
Steps. Oh god. Reach for the stars. That was S Club 7.
Boy
Band.
Seven.
Okay. That would be S Club 7.
Yes, I know. S Club 7 and Steps.
S Club 7.
Oh, was
Steps.
There's like
Steps.
A famous band that were being made out of like
manufactured pop, yeah. Basically.
Basically, it's like where you watch this reality TV show and this band gets through, and then they win, and suddenly they're famous for being on the TV show.
So it was Justin Bieber before Justin Bieber.
Yeah. Justin Bieber was born from YouTube. I mean, how inane can you get?
Rebecca Black.
She bought away.
There's worse than Rebecca Black out now.
One Direction.
No, we're talking like little kids thinking that because they're... there's this one kid, I can't remember what it's... I can't remember what it's called, but there's these three fat kids that do stuff. Mm-hmm. There's these three little fat rich kids who sit around in the back of a limousine and the parents have paid for this album deal.
One Direction.
No, it's not One Direction.
There was actually a video after Rebecca Black was released, the same audio studio released a video produced for an even younger girl. Whose show was actually all about how popular she was and how she lived in a mansion and she had these really nice jeans and she wanted to show her friend all these jeans that she had, and it was really nice jeans, and the song was called My Jeans, and it was talking about her jeans, how amazing were these jeans, and all the kids were smiling and look at her jeans, and then they had a dress up show and her jeans were the best jeans. I'm just like, fuck off me, pretentious young piece of shit living in Chapel's body.
Yes. Oh, stupid YouTube.
Why would you play YouTube while
I'm not trying to. It's just, you know,
it's
does things.
It's such an insult.
Okay, I found the name of my album. It was, and this is going to make me sound very stupid for my earlier rant against emo music. My first ever CD was Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge by My Chemical Romance.
Oh, okay.
Could have been American. Could have been American Idiot. It could have been American.
Oh God, Green Day. You know, okay, that's how you know.
Yeah, Green Day was good when it came out.
Yeah, Green Day was good.
Green Day was good to begin with.
You know your career is done when there's a rock band or a Guitar Hero made about you.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, Muse. Yeah, I'll give you that.
Green Day rock band.
Are you kidding me? Rock band Green Day.
Yes.
I didn't even know that existed.
It does, yeah. It's pretty sad. I think it was Rockman, maybe it was Guitar Hero, I don't know. I just know there was some game made about this band that I don't really care about.
Seriously, can Activision just fuck off?
Yes, except...
Activision isn't as bad as, like, arsehole company that made Rock Band.
Wasn't that Activision?
No.
Harmonix is Rock Band, but they kept their continuity for way longer than Guitar Hero did.
Yes, but Harmonix put ridiculous markups on all of their stuff and have ridiculous waiting times between release of games.
Well, I don't think how is that a bad thing? So how is that a bad thing? It's like, because we don't need a new Rock Band game every year. That's the whole. I thought that was the whole point.
I don't want a release every year.
What I'm saying is like for example the. What am I thinking? People in Australia had to wait a good well over a year before they got Rock Band released, after it was released in America.
Well, that's probably Activision's fault.
And even... What?
Well, if it's just...
Rock Band had nothing to do with...
The first, like, if you're talking Rock Band 1, like, Activision...
Rock Band 1 was made by Harmonix.
Yeah, I know it was by Harmonix.
Harmonix split off from Activision.
When the Rock Band 1 was produced, that was Harmonix trying to get the licensing in to produce their game in countries, so that's probably why.
Well, at any rate, they also made it so that you could only buy instruments separately instead of in a big pack, and each instrument cost about as much as the entire game in America. Which is my problem with Harmonix.
I'm pretty sure they did produce big packs of instruments, but okay.
Yeah, but not in I'm saying not in Australia.
Oh, I see. So this is all because... So you're angry on behalf of Australia for...
Yes, I'm going to campaign for the Australians.
Okay,
think about this, right?
Against the evil Archduke Harmonix.
How many burgers do you think Burger King sells in a day? Millions?
I don't want to think
millions,
about it.
Right?
It'll make me sick.
These are like £2. The Whopper burger is like £2, right? Which is about $3, $3 US. And as far as I've been told, the Whopper burger sells for about 80 cents in America.
Okay.
And that's selling millions of those per day.
So you're saying that the
I'm saying that Burger King
is
a worse company than Activision.
Well, yes, Burger King is a worse... Any fast food company is a worse company than Activision.
Okay.
For Subway.
Broggles bringing you... Oh, bringing you the healthy choice. Eat fresh every day.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, depends, dude. Subway's only the healthy choice as long as you eat the healthy choices they have.
Yeah.
For example, I eat Subway. I eat a Subway every day for a week and thought I was being healthy, and then I realized it's not quite as healthy if you're eating the meatball mayonnaise sub.
It actually has more calories than eating four McDonald's hamburgers.
So you must have eaten about 20 balls in a week.
Right. Anyways, so did we get everyone's answer for this week's question of the week?
We don't have Broggles yet.
Okay.
I don't think.
Broggles?
I do not remember.
You don't remember? Okay.
Nope.
Just make one up. Make one up.
Yeah, make one up.
What's the second album you bought?
It was Justin Bieber, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What about?
I downloaded a mob before that.
That one?
No. Stop it. Stop it! I will edit that out.
He's now going to give it to me to edit. So that you
right.
Can't edit out.
Yeah. Well. Okay. Answers to last week's question of the week, which was, which summer release are you most looking forward to? SD Slayer said he's looking forward to Prototype 2 coming out next month and Sky Dragons game I've not heard of. Any of you know what this is?
Sky Dragons?
Yeah.
Now, Sky Dragon was a character from the UK story, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It's also, yes, it is. Yeah, yeah.
Like, is it really a game series as well?
I'm assuming it's not related to the Sky Dragons from Cave Story, but yeah.
What about Skylanders?
Skylanders? No, it's not. I'm hoping it's not that.
I really do. I'm sorry, SC Slayer. Skylanders.
I thought Prototype 2 came out a long time ago.
I don't think so.
No. The thing about Prototype 2 was that it was made from the Spider-Man 3 engine, but that was dropped to the game.
Right.
So they're still, you know, changing that, but it'll be out soon.
Maniac Drake says the movie Battleship, which I believe is already out now. I don't know.
Maybe in your crazy country.
I think games or movies made about board games. There's just, I don't know. I did actually see Prometheus the other day, guys, and I gotta say it gets 2 mehs out of 4.
2 mehs out of 4.
Yeah, only 2.
Is that half good or half bad?
That's half bad. It didn't really live up to the hype, in my opinion.
Well, it should have had Scott in it.
They basically...
Prototype 2 got reviewed over a month ago.
Oh, okay.
By Zero Punctuation, so it's got to be out already.
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean anything, because websites get review copies in advance.
Zero Punctuation doesn't.
Oh, okay, well, I don't know. But yeah, back to Prometheus, it's like... So, the main character, halfway through the movie, is like... hey, guys, remember that time you implanted an alien squid monster inside me and I had to go into a medical chamber by myself to get it cut out because you were going to cryogenically freeze me and I had to run away and, you know, get this alien monster out of my own womb? Because I apparently don't!
What?
Yep.
Wait, hold on, was it Prometheus chronologically before the rest of the movies?
Yeah, it is.
Doesn't happen after Aliens 2.
I don't know, but it's just like they have this scene where that the main character, the girl, gets this alien fetus implanted inside of her by the
corporation.
It's kind of a weird thing, but yeah, and she has to like flee and lock herself into this medical chamber and get it surgically cut out. And then she just kind of goes on like nothing happened. You know, now she's going to go work with the guy that told her that he did this to her, essentially.
I see.
Right, yeah.
So it's a bit like Richard III from Shakespeare.
Sure.
Yeah, man. See, basically, Richard III is the King of England. He kills this girl's daughter. He kills her husband. And he's like, all right, do you want to marry me? And she's like, yeah.
Well, that's more like intimidation, though, so...
Like, actually, he woos her. He seduces her.
Uh huh. Totally.
Oh, and she knows what
he's been up to. That's more like cheating bitch woman.
Pretty much.
More answers. X the Confused One says Ted the Movie, which I only know from the poster. Something about a guy with a teddy. Yeah, something about a guy with a teddy bear. Do you guys know more about this?
Sounds like it would be from YouTube, and I really don't want it to be from YouTube.
To be honest, I was quite hoping that he meant Father Ted, the movie, because if that was ever made, it would accumulate more of my drool than it would really need.
I'm kind of wondering if it's going to be like a Lars and the Real Girl thing, but I really don't know.
A what
now?
The movie Lars and the Real Girl, about a guy who had like a relationship with a blow-up doll.
What?
I don't know, I've only seen the poster of this movie, so it just has a guy and a teddy bear both sitting in front of a urinal.
Meet my girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly.
I do. By the way, since we're talking about movies now anyway, have you guys heard of Bucky Larson?
Yes. Looks terrible.
It's beyond terrible. It's about basically the closest thing to full retard you've ever seen. called Bucky Larson, who has bucked teeth.
Yes,
he's called Bucky and he has bucked teeth.
Yes.
The people who wrote this were clearly comic geniuses, okay? It was co-written by Adam Sandler, so that pretty much tells you all you need to really know about it. Yeah, he's not in it though, luckily.
No, he's tainted it with his fucking insidious aura of disgust.
with his Saturday Night Live brand of comedy.
Right, yeah.
Anyway, basically, it's about this kid who, upon witnessing, he finds out that his father, he sees porn starring his mother and father, and instead of being absolutely outright disgusted like the rest of us would be, he decides that it's his destiny to follow in their footsteps and goes to Hollywood trying to become a porn star as well.
Seriously, what the fuck is that? Yeah. So basically, this is Borat.
Yeah, and it turns out he's got premature ejaculation problems, and he also has beyond a tiny dick, but he gets a niche career in porn because he can because he makes everyone feel more secure about themselves.
Right.
When he's it's literally okay. And the worst thing about the
so this is basically Adam Sandler's childhood nothing. The movie.
But I mean, the first 30 minutes of the film is just him doing nothing. It's unbelievable how dull the film is.
So this is Adam Sandler's childhood, the movie.
Yes, this is Adam Sandler's childhood, the movie.
And Prototype 2 comes out in July, apparently. So
yeah, weird. Fuck you, no.
I don't understand that, then. Zero Punctuation usually gets things like a week after.
Maybe they
reviewed. They come out.
Maybe they reviewed it at E3 or something.
No. I don't understand it. Never mind.
Okay, fine. I'll let you be right.
No, I'm clearly not right, but I don't. This is just
nope. The universe is wrong. Niall is right.
It'd be the first time ever.
It must be so.
I agree. It'd be the first time
there
ever.
You go.
No, you see, the thing is, Niall,
we are changing reality.
As I'm always correct if I disagree with you.
Nope. Niall has said it. It must be canon.
Oh dear.
Desara is saying they've moved BioShock's release back, but that's going to be his.
Oh yeah, such a shame about BioShock. No show at E3.
Well, we don't really need to be honest. I mean, they've already
they didn't show up, anything at E3.
They've already built up the hype for BioShock. It's just kind of like,
honest, does anything for number
E3.
3 ever appear at E3? Like Half-Life? No.
Assassin's
BioShock?
Creed?
No.
Assassin's Creed?
Yeah, but Half-Life 3 doesn't appear at E3 because it's never ever coming out.
Assassin's Creed appeared at E3.
Well, that's the thing, actually. I think there was actually a concession from Greg about Half-Life 3. Greg? What the fuck? Gabe?
About Greg.
Greg. Greg Newell. No, that's actually a concession about, is that, in fact, Half-Life Episode 2-1-2, so Half-Life 2 Episode 1-2, were actually meant to be Half-Life 3 Episodes 1 and 2. Ooh. So you've been playing Half-Life 3 all along, it's just...
Oh, well, that makes it much better. Yeah. That makes it fine that you've been waiting...
6 years,
right,
7 years?
Game.
I think, don't give a fuck. Because I'm one of those weird people who's never played Half-Life.
I also have
I
never
played it and didn't enjoy it.
If you've never played Half-Life, I'm serious, man.
Never.
I'm serious.
I have played other Valve games. Yeah.
I played it and didn't enjoy it. I'm the first person I've ever met who didn't play it and didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, that's because you're bloody wrong. What's wrong with you? Why didn't you enjoy Half-Life 2? You silly!
Why did you enjoy haggis?
Well, you see, I'm not Scottish. I can't stomach your stomach.
I've never tried haggis, but I'd try haggis.
I would try haggis. I'm just being sardonic.
I would probably try it, maybe. I don't know. I've tried
you're
some
Canadian, rivals. Don't, yeah. In fact, you know what? I played poker against a Canadian the other day.
You
I
played
did.
What?
I yeah. played poker against a Canadian.
Win?
And
did you win?
Well, other than flirting with me, I beat him in like a lot. And then he rebought. And then I beat him again. And then he rebought again. And
so
then I beat
you distracted him by flirting with him.
Well, basically. But yeah, he spent 15 quid rebuying chips just for me to take them from him. Like, what's wrong with you?
Wow.
We should totally play poker when you come.
It would be faster for him just to get your PayPal details and send you 15 quid.
And then you make real money.
I lost, actually.
Itachi, wow. Itachi, so you're saying that you can rush him and trapped him in his own base, then expanded twice, and then you still lost to his Mutalisk.
No, I didn't lose to him. There was actually about 12 people on the table. I did eventually get outstacked and outplayed and lost the tournament. I didn't come last place. I came a like you know sort of respectable place, but I didn't make it to the money.
Place.
Second last.
So respectable place is not first.
Is not first.
Okay, I see. Itachi 1212 says in answer to the question of the week, My Little Pony season 3, which is apparently coming out. I didn't
agree with you.
That's right, September. There was a leak. As far as I'm aware, that said September the 4th or September the 9th, I can't remember.
Ooh, so that means we're going to get more Discord.
Isn't it beautiful?
It is beautiful. I mean, it must happen, because, I mean, John Delancey confirmed it himself, so, you know. It's just like...
He could just be shitposting.
No, he actually said it live in a conference, so... So, so yeah. I mean, it's gotta happen this season. So, I'm excited.
Must it necessarily happen? Maybe they've recorded like 8 seasons in advance, and it doesn't happen until the last episode.
So you're saying that they're like this podcast then?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. I guess we've got to wrap up soon, or we're gonna be taking up all of our Retro's time.
Yeah, pretty much. Any last words on music? I know we only covered a little bit, but let's
Look,
be honest.
I have to say this, guys.
Topic.
Rap is misunderstood.
Yes.
It's not music, but it is poetry to a beat. But there are some good poets out there, and there are some good beats played.
And there are
and
some good
some
beats.
Powerful, powerful bits.
You will just never hear them played on the radio, that's all.
Pretty much.
Rap is retards attempting poetry.
Fuck off.
I'm about to agree with Niall.
I need to introduce you to Strange Fruit Project, Niall.
Sounds terrible.
I need to introduce you to
orange.
Eat more cake. Aged 18, you want a J-Dream. God.
Oh,
you fucking
God,
wanker.
Terrible.
You fucking wanker.
That sounds British.
It is British.
It sounds Liverpool.
don't know, it's probably London, I couldn't really tell.
Right.
What? I'm racist.
Your face is racist.
Oh.
You're racist. I
have something about music.
BRB, jail.
Sorry, what were you saying?
Actually,
what were you saying, Broggles?
I said I have something about music.
Go for it.
It's something to look forward to this year. I think it's this year. Muse's new album.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Muse are a thing.
It's going to be have dubstep themes, apparently.
Yeah, I showed that to my friend, and he got actually quite angry about it. He was like, he was all this OMG, I hate how all bands are going to dubstep now. It's like, whatever takes in money from the fans and that kind of thing. And I had to stop him and ask him, what if, I know this is a mind-blowing concept, what if they actually just like dubstep and want to try it out?
Yeah. Well,
is that too hard for you to imagine?
There's a band that does like a live covers of Skrillex, and I think that's kind of what they're doing, except Matt Bellamy's like, screw you, I don't need a band, I'm just going to do this all by myself on a guitar. Because that's just the kind of guy he is. He's got like that. He's like this mad composer, just all this insane stuff, and it's Muse, so it'll be good.
I do have something to plug when we're talking about dubstep here. Listen, guys, I know dubstep's like a really controversial subject. You've got Skrillex on one hand being like an example of, Transformers having sex is what the claim is. there's a lot of, riff going around dubstep. But if you just want to hear something, nice, go to YouTube,
My Little Pony.
I get to speak.
My Little Pony
you
dubstep
bitch,
remix.
I get to speak.
My Little Pony.
And you will know
remix.
I am the Lord when I wreak my havoc or something on your fucking face, you bitch. I'm talking. Anyway, go to YouTube and search for HD Music Nexus. That's NEXUZ, because that's how classy it is. Actually, it's NEK.
So classy spells it.
HD Music Nexus. Come on, how hard can that be?
So N-E-X-U-S. You're saying he's a Protoss then?
Yep, just go to YouTube, HD Music Nexus. Some great tracks out there.
I'm just picturing Probe Music now.
Sounds fucking gay.
You're gay.
Yeah, I agree with Mystery Dude. Search for MLP dubstep. It is awesome.
Yes.
Bloody fanboys.
Well,
that's us.
You too.
That is us.
You
to
are too. Yes, Alex S. is. It's very sad that he only got to produce a couple songs, but yes, just look up Alex S. My Little Pony, and you will get amazing things happen.
All through your body that you can't explain.
Yes,
I'm going to go ahead and plug Tara Strong, the best voice actor in all of cartoon history.
Which
I don't care if this is a music episode.
Which one is she?
She voices Twilight Sparkle and Timmy from My Fairly Odd Parents.
Oh, okay.
And a shit ton of other stuff.
I gotta say though, as far as like the songs and stuff go from My Little Pony, I really like the actress who does Rarity's voice.
Yeah, she's good.
Singing Rarity or
yeah,
Rarity?
Singing Rarity. You know, like you have because all the songs.
Winter wrap
up. She didn't really have a big voice part in that, but the Every Pony song and stuff like that. I always thought she kind of did a really good job singing wise. But I don't know, maybe it's just me.
Just want some of that plot.
Clop, 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 clop. That's Spike's job.
Oh snap.
Anyways, but yeah, let's kind of wind this down. Anything?
Wait, that's not what we've been doing.
Yeah. any last things you guys want to plug?
Well, other than HD Music Nexus and that other thing that I have, John Murphy.
Okay.
Go to YouTube, you got John Murphy and you got HD Music Nexus, search those things, make me happy. I'm a
yes. And if you guys are agreeing with Niall that there's no such thing as good hip hop music, just look up Strange Fruit Project. You will discover new things, I guarantee it.
Also, if you're an angsty emo teen like Niall, look up Eminem.
Hey, Eminem's good.
Wow, yes, no, wait, you're insulting hip hop and you're saying Eminem's good.
Eminem is pretty
the
much
only
like piloted hip hop.
Eminem is
the only
like
decent
Eminem
one.
Is like the Justin Bieber of hip hop. You realize that?
No, he is the only good hip hop musician.
I'm gonna rap it. I'm gonna be so angry at you. I'm gonna be angry rage.
No, cause not every rapper is an angry at all.
No, they're not.
Exactly.
They're really not.
Now I'm gonna
screw you up.
Continue.
Not every rapper wants to kill everyone ever.
Continuing with the theme of music, Akira Yamakura, Yamaoka rather.
How the fuck do you spell the best song in the honestly?
Internet. Okay, Akira Yamaoka. It's not that bad.
Like Akira Yamaoka. Well, I think I recognize that name.
It's pretty phonetic.
Hold on, give me a second.
It's pretty much spelled how it sounds.
And also, I really want to plug OC Remix. Just go to ocremix.org and download all their albums because they're all good. They really are. They have Metroid albums. They have a couple Zelda albums. They have some Final Fantasy albums out. There's a Donkey Kong album out, I think.
And most importantly, there's a Pokemon album.
There's a Pokemon album. Yes. The Armored Core album we were mentioning earlier is really good. What else? They've got a whole bunch of stuff. Just go and look up their albums list.
Maybe the London Philharmonic Orchestra, if you feel like it. I did mention them a few times.
Uh huh. Yeah. Yep. All right. And we are Elite Four Podcast. Hit us up on Twitter at 1337FOUR Podcast or comment on our blog page at 1337-FOUR.blogspot.com. Please throw us any suggestions, questions, any of that stuff. Wonderful things, comments, just random love.
Insult me. Yeah. I'm amazing.
Insult Six so he can rage at you in the next episode.
And remember to vote Niall for a third glorious decade of total law enforcement and fascism.
Yes, absolutely.
Also tell us if you're going to PAX.
Yes, tell us if you're going to PAX, and I don't know, maybe we'll meet up.
August, PAX Prime.
PAX Prime!
Seattle, baby. What? You guys, anybody in Seattle, August, September, come to PAX. We'll love you.
And Six will rape you.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's implied.
That's mandatory.
You just have to be in his proximity.
Mandatory.
Alright, guys.
That's it, guys. It's been a great time. See you later, Internet.
Bye!
Good night, Internet.
This is a cassette player with a little cassette in here. And there's nothing written on it, so we'll just have to play it to see what it is.
Do you ever imagine things? Are they scary things?
Are they scary things?
Do you ever imagine things? Things you'd like to have? Did you ever see a cat's eyes in the dark and wonder what they were? Did you ever pretend about things like that before?
Did you ever pretend about things like that?
Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind? You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind.
It's good to be curious about many things. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think, and they'll grow.
Imagine every person that you see is somewhat different from every other person in the world.
Some can do some things. Some can do others. Did you ever think of the many things you've learned to do?
Many things you've learned.
Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind? You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind. It's good to be curious about many things. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think, and they'll grow.
Did you feel like going like that? Let's give the fish some food.
Mr. McFeely, I didn't order any whistle.
That's what they call a slide whistle. Did you feel like going like that?
There are so many things to learn about in this world. And so many people who can help us learn.
Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind? You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind.
It's good to be curious about many things. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think, and they'll grow.